This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Important, intelligent discussion and conversation about some of the issues of the day. Raise your hands. Please look at all those hands. People want to talk. People want to hear. People want to know. People want to get... Well, let's start with the facts. Shall we do that? I'm Doug Steffen. That's a fact. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. That's a fact. This is the Good Day sort of extended. This is an EP. Extended play or long play conversation about some of the issues of the day, which I feel need some extra attention. All right, so that's a fact as well. Fact is, it's Wednesday, January the 4th, 2017. And another fact is that Donald Trump strong-armed House Republicans into line yesterday, his first power play. They voted to gut an ethics watchdog bill in a manner that undercut his vow to drain the swamp. So let's see if we can get some more details on that with this.
House Republicans abandoned plans to effectively eliminate their independent ethics office. In a meeting about the House rules Monday, GOP lawmakers approved a proposal that would have drastically changed ethics investigations. But once the 115th Congress officially started Tuesday, they reversed course. The proposal would have changed the name of the Office of Congressional Ethics to the Office of Congressional Complaint Review. And instead of referring complaints to the House Ethics Committee, the new office would have been under the jurisdiction of the House Ethics Committee. The OCE was created in 2008 after corruption scandals landed three members of Congress in jail. After the proposed change made headlines, President-elect Donald Trump criticized the decision, saying Congress should focus on tax reform, health care, and other things of far greater importance. Republican Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, who authored the now-abandoned change, expressed his disappointment, writing, "Gross misrepresentation by opponents of my amendment resulted in a flurry of misconceptions."
All right, so how is this going to impact the president-elect's his relationship with the new Congress? Well, I'll give you my own background information here in terms of the facts. There was a congressman who's was from Colorado Springs, as a matter of fact, and he was... That's a very conservative area. Elected term after term after term after term. And he was considered to be the most conservative, the most reliable, the most honest. His name was Joel Heffley. And Heffley, because of his honesty and integrity, became the chairman of the Ethics Committee in the House of Representatives and was the chairman for, I think, 4 or 5 years until he got... basically dismissed by the Republican hierarchy. He went after Mr. DeLay. Remember him? That talk about draining the swamp. Tom DeLay from Texas was one of the most crooked members of the House in the last century. So Heffley was presented and his committee with information about DeLay, and they brought him up on charges, and that's why DeLay was tossed out of Congress. However, DeLay had lots of powerful friends, and when it came to the next round of electing who was going to be chairman of the Republican Ethics Committee, Heffley was dismissed. Not only that, when he came up for re-election, the Republican National Committee stoked the fires of his opponent in the primary, so Heffley lost to some newcomer. The Republican National Committee spent $4 million to get Heffley out of office. This is one of their own. One of the most. So when you talk about ethics, it's loaded with expressive comments for me, because this thing that they call ethics in Congress, we all laugh when we hear these stories, but DeLay was such a crook, such a snake, such a wad of slime. And in ethics, terms. He'd committed all kinds of grievances, and so they got him, I think, on a couple of them. And then Heffley, because of his work, was scorned by the Republican leadership and was summarily just removed. He was in, I think, his mid-60s at the time, so whether he was going to retire or not. But I'll tell you, he used to be on this program every week. He was really good. He was the only congressman who, at the time and since, would return a portion of his budget. All congressmen, if you didn't know this, have an annual budget. They're given X number of dollars to run their offices, hire people, do whatever it takes to run the office. I don't know how much it is. It's in excess of $1 million. I do know that. And Heffley was the only one who every year consistently turned $100,000 or $200,000 back to the coffers because he didn't need it. He didn't spend it. Everybody else spent every penny, not him. So that's what you're dealing with. And that's the Republicans and their ethics. You know, I don't want to hear, well, the Democrats did this and the Democrats. That's not the point. The point is, if you don't play the game, then you're not going to be able to stay in the game, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Now, as far as this current move to have an independent panel, Trump talking or writing on Twitter, suggesting that this is not the way he wants this handled. The bunch who put the bill together backed down quickly. He tweeted, Trump said, quote, "With all that Congress has to work on, do they really have to make the weakening of the independent ethics watchdog, as unfair as it is, maybe their number one act and priority? Focus on tax reform, health care, so many other things of far greater importance." So that was that deal, and an interesting play. All right, so speaking of Trump, he has picked his administration's trade representative. Doesn't look like good news for China. His name is Robert Leitzinger. He's a trade negotiator, worked with the Reagan administration during a debate at the Economic Strategy Institute. This fellow said, quote, "There is an element in China which is dangerous. I think everybody has to agree to that." He's also been a fierce critic of China's trade practices, called for a more aggressive trade relationship with China. So as the trade ambassador, what does he do? He helps to craft and coordinate the administration's trade policies with China specifically, and I think probably other countries as well, because China's our biggest trading partner, so that'll set the tone. They will do trade negotiations. The trade deal and the transition team working together. The new commerce secretary is Wilbur Ross, and so these people work hand in hand. They have lots of skepticism between the two of them about China's trade relationship with us. So the herald here is that they are not going to be patsies for the Chinese. Chinese want it always their way. In the last 8 years, they've gotten what they wanted. Trump's promise to kill this Trans-Pacific Partnership, abandoning that. They just say, no, we don't want to do these kind of deals. We want smaller deals that are good for both countries. And that seems to make nothing but sense to me. And the rest of it didn't make. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was a target of mine specifically because of my being a farmer, in addition to a broadcaster, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership would ruin the American family farmer, kill it, over, done, finished. So this is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. Now, one further step on this rung, the Senate's leader is going to be Charles Schumer of New York. He is a gas bag, never saw a microphone or a camera he didn't like. Most people know who he is. He's the guy in the Senate who has the most in his campaign coffers. So when he retires, he'll have 20. I think this year he raised a couple, $3 million. He's got $24 million or close to it. $24 million in his campaign war chest, which when he retires becomes his. So anyway, that's an aside. He becomes the Senate minority leader. And he said that there is going to be a battle over who the next Supreme Court nominee is. Next Supreme Court, well, this is what, how many months? Last February when Scalia died, So the Republicans blocked Obama's choice. So Schumer says, okay, turnaround is fair play. If they don't appoint somebody good, we'll oppose them tooth and nail. So there's that. All right, so that's the coming and going, the up and the down. Congress was sworn in yesterday, and the 115th Congress maybe has, well, they always have a lot to do, whether they're able to do it or not. I guess that's the part we need some clarification on, right? 17 past the hour. Coming up, our mystery news voice of the day. Stand by for that here.
Burger King presents... Yeah. Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This report is brought to you by Web.com. In the digital world we live in today, with information and resources constantly at our fingertips, it can be surprising when that local business around the corner has zero online presence. But did you know that only 41% of small businesses actually have a website? Small business expert and media personality Carol Roth is partnering with Web.com to bring awareness and advice to business owners across the country who are thinking about making a website of their own but don't necessarily know where to start. Here are a few tips from Carol herself.
For small businesses, a good web presence can really make or break your success. But what most business owners don't realize is that it's not just about a pretty website. It takes a solid foundation of quality content, reliable technology, and strategic planning of how to get your sites out there that really helps your small business thrive in the online world.
For more advice on how to make your small business thrive online, visit www.web.com.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, let's get to our daily news quiz, the news voice of the day. If you can recognize this woman's voice, you call us at 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. Here's the voice.
The only thing I really wanted to ask him was, you know, he recently said that his supporters are so devoted to him that he could go in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and he wouldn't lose a single voter. In response to which, I want to ask him, were you talking about me?
Yeah, as far as she's concerned, everybody talks about her. It's always about her and not about her job. So maybe that'll give you a hint as to who it is. 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3286. The identity of that lady, please. 888-302-3684. Who is that person changing a job? It's one of the reasons her voice and name is in the news. 21 after the hour.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Kiddiedom, the Kicks, another English group. Ray Davies, who was the lead singer, has been knighted by the Queen of England. The Queen had a severe cold, was it yesterday or the day before? She didn't show up for some things, but she, a few days ago, decided, or she didn't decide, I'm sure somebody did the thinking for her, so she, though, was the person moving the sword. I think that's what they still do it. You kneel down in front of the king or the queen, and they take a sword and they knight you, either, you know, both sides of your shoulders.
I think Prince William can do that now.
Oh, can he?
Yeah, I saw him, I forget who he did, but he did someone recently.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time, Lola. Crank this up, Gary. This is the silliest song. It really is. It's an absolutely silly song. This is the lyrics. Ray
first
was
transgender song.
Say again?
First transgender pop song.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Let's see here. He formed the Kinks with his brother in the early 60s. Let's see. He said, quote, initially I felt a mixture of surprise, humility, joy, and a bit embarrassed after thinking about this. I decided to accept it for my family and my fans, as well as everybody who's inspired me to write some of these songs. He's 72 years old. The Kinks were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1990, and they split up 6 years after that. Last year, Ray and his brother Dave performed on stage together for the first time in 20 years, sparking rumors that the Kinks might get back together again. I don't know if that's the case. This is another good song. All day and all the night. Listen to this. Track this up. Wasn't it Dave Clark 5? Wasn't the Beatles? It was very simple, straightforward, guttural rock. That's the way I describe it. So Davies joins McCartney, Elton John, Mick Jagger, and Tom Jones. They are all now Sir Ray Davies, Sir Paul McCartney, Sir Elton John, Sir Mick Jagger, Sir Tom Jones. How about that? The Kinks.
Oh, yeah.
Oldie, oldie, goodie, oldie, my rusty rack of wrinkle records. Patti Smith celebrated her 70th birthday the other day with a concert at the Riviera Theater in Chicago. She was born in Chicago in 1946. Listen to her. If you don't, you recognize the song. You may not recognize the fact that she did. Turn this up. These people have the power. All right, move to the next one because I think this is my favorite one. Because the night. You remember this one?
This is
right?
A great song. Totally love this.
Fabulous song. It's been covered by a lot of bands, but I think her version is as good as any of them.
I think Springsteen wrote this, right? There's a I thought Springsteen wrote this, and she, like, for
performed
her.
It?
Yeah, and then, yeah. She, and then, because he often does this as well.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I'll take your word for it, because I don't know.
Google.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Get out the Google. Hello. So, she and her band debuted their cover of Blue Oyster Cult's Astronomy alongside Albert Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult. I think we've got probably a bit of that. I've always loved the Blue Oyster Cult as well.
They had a cool sound, too.
Ah, fabulous.
So, Patti and Bruce did write it together.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Yep. So, happy birthday to Patti Smith. Hard to believe she's 70, but she is. Happy birthday to everybody on their birthdays today, 28 minutes after the hour.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Your fourth grade teacher always said to you, Johnny and Gene, sit up straight and tall so that you can project your voice properly. I'm doing just exactly what my teacher told me to do. Kara, you do the same thing, please. Sit up straight in your chair and pay attention to how you look and sound. That was it. All right, so Doug, Steph, and Kara Schilling, good day. The folks in Puerto Rico are listening to us this morning, so hello to those folks down there. Oklahoma City also checking in. It's kind of nice to hear from people around the country. Every little bit helps connection-wise. Louisville, Kentucky, and the folks who are in Chattanooga. How do you do? Those along the beach on the Jersey Shore. Yep, a lot of people in the Delmarva, down as far as Roanoke, actually, listening. Lewistown, Pennsylvania. Yes, how do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Hello to all of the people listening in suburban Boston as well, out in Gadsden, up in Nashua. There's just, we have people that have been listening to this program forever and communicating. So now it's time for you to communicate with us. Our mystery news voice of the day is a lady who has been controversial through the election process. And I have said without exception, I thought that she was a lot of hot air. I don't understand her talent. I don't understand why people are fighting to have her on their network, but they are. Here are a couple of voice clips from the lady whose voice we would like you to identify. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Who is this?
Now, Governor,
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but God. Captain Quint got eaten by the shark.
He died
and went down in flames, and the shark won as between the two of them.
Uh-huh. 888-302-3684. Next clip.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
Uh-huh. All right, you should be getting pretty close to figuring out who this is. Not a lot of heavy lifting here. Last clip from this woman.
The only thing I really wanted to ask him was, you know, he recently said that his supporters are so devoted to him that he could go in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and he wouldn't lose a single voter. In response to which, I want to ask him, were you talking about me?
Yeah, everybody's talking about you. Yeah, it's all about you, not about the news. It's all about you. Okay, well, I guess if you're trying to forge your career, you'd be thinking the same thing as well. 888-302-3684, so tell us who that is for a swell prize, and we'll get to it. Let's see, we try to do this in the 2020 window, 20 past the hour to 20 of the hour, so 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll get to one of the callers that has identified this person properly. Meanwhile, in other items of interest today, going in depth into what Ford Motor Company says it's going to do to, in a sense, acknowledge the incoming administration. Listen to this.
Ford announced Tuesday the company canceled plans to build a plant in Mexico. Instead, it will invest $700 million in an existing plant in Michigan. The expansion will create 700 jobs at the Flat Rock Assembly Plant. The factory will build high-tech autonomous vehicles and electric vehicles, as well as Mustangs and Lincoln Continentals. Ford will continue to use an existing plant in Mexico, where the company will build its next-generation Ford Focus. The changes at the existing Michigan and Mexico plants are part of the company's new focus on electric vehicles. Ford plans to produce 7 new hybrid or electric vehicles in the next 5 years.
Huh. So that's a sharp reversal for Ford, which has defended often its production of cars in Mexico. Trump went after him during the campaign. $700 million on this plant in Flat Rock. That's good for a lot of people up there. Former folks who had jobs, not former folks, but former employees of Ford, go back and get to some of those 700 jobs. And they are apparently still going to put some workers in Mexico. Hermosillo, is that how you pronounce the name? Hermosillo. Hermosillo. Most of the plants are fairly close to the border. Oh, anyway. All right, so that's, is it the bully pulpit that Trump has that makes those things happen? It's good news. Hey, let's, another item of interest that I think we might consider to be good. The government of China says it's going to get rid of their ivory trade. the world pretty much has blocked out the trading of ivory. That is when the people who are hunters, poachers more than hunters, go into these areas and they shoot the elephants, they take the ivory and they leave the carcass. That's it. But most people are staying away from buying things made out of ivory. Most people have consciousness. And this goes back to 1989. And with the Chinese new economy, people want to spend more money. So they're buying more pearls, they're buying more ivory, that sort of thing. But you can't do much now. And, well, there still is this sort of sub-surface elephant shooting going on. The elephant census last year estimated the African elephant population dropped 30% in the last 10 years. There are about 350,000 elephants left. There were millions of them after World War II and have been, but imagine how many have been killed. And it just, so who needs ivory? You can say, oh, I want it. It's like a fur coat. Who needs fur? You don't really need it. If you want it, then there are still people who will go shoot a bunch of whatever it is. You want a raccoon coat? You want a mink coat? You can go. You can find people to make you one. But then wear it in public and see what happens. How about that? It's good or bad. I don't choose to do it because I don't hold with doing that sort of thing with animals. Animals are here to occupy the planet the same as we are. We need to share it with them, not overcome them. That's my read on it. So the Chinese are just saying, nope, no more ivory trade. So that's a good thing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I guess this is good news in a manner of speaking. The former president and former first lady, that is Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, said yesterday they will be happy to take a front row seat to see Donald Trump sworn in as the new president. So they join the only other president who said that he would come. That's Jimmy Carter. And the Clintons and the Carters will not sit next to each other. They'll sit on opposite sides of the aisle because they don't like each other. Well, especially Carter doesn't like Clinton. So there'll be a separation there. But so far, people call him Old Man Bush. George Bush, the father, will not attend because his health isn't that good. And he's the same age as Jimmy Carter, by the way. And George W. Bush apparently hasn't said one way or another yet. I can't imagine him not coming, can you? Maybe a little bit of suspense, but can't imagine him not coming. So anyway, the Clintons will be there. It's customary for ex-presidents to get invitations and to come. Wait a minute here. George Bush did say last week that he and his wife will come, and Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn will come. So that's okay. That makes good sense. In a moment, the identity of our 2020 news voice here on Good Day, where our time is 43 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Well, we found something very interesting, didn't we, Kara?
We sure did.
I'm looking at the panel of all the lines, and there's nothing lighting up. Now, that's not normally. It takes about 4 seconds for people to not always do we get the right answer, but the line would burst, boom, bam. So now I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, everybody must know that's Megyn Kelly. What's going on? Well, guess what we found out. The phones aren't working. Sorry. We've got a whole new system, and not that you care about that, but the facility that we use on our originating network, Radio America, it has just been totally rebuilt from top to bottom. And so a fatality or casualty of that move is our phone said, but we used it yesterday, so it must be something that's localized for today. So apologies to those who called and wanted to have been screaming, answer the phone! Megyn Kelly is leaving Fox News for NBC. Okay, a little nap time. Let's talk about something that's important. The NAACP is going to send people to sit in on the floor of Senator Jeff Sessions' office in Mobile, Alabama, until he withdraws his nomination or they're arrested. President of the National Association of Colored People, that's what the NAACP is, Cornell Williams Brooks, joined several leaders of the Alabama NAACP as they began their sit-in yesterday. He said that Sessions has, quote, ignored the reality of voter suppression, zealously prosecuted innocent civil rights leaders on trumped-up charges of voter fraud. Sessions has previously faced allegations of racism. He was nominated by Reagan in 86, never got anywhere. I think he's a lousy pick. I think from what I know of him, he has not a whole lot going for him. He leaves me cold. I don't see why you put somebody in there that is, that's got stuff in his trail is warm with all kinds of things. Sessions, there was a black colleague that worked in the Judiciary Committee that was called Boy by Sessions. He was also thought to have been a member of the KKK, said that he thought their members were okay until he found out they smoked pot. So I had nothing to do that they're prejudiced so-and-sos, but no, they smoked pot, so they never get. All right, so anyway, I don't know that that's going to do any good. In this circumstance, I'm usually, have been right along. I want to see what everybody's doing first before we have any protests. Having this guy in there doesn't do any good. I don't think it does anyway. I find it annoying. There got to be a lot of other people that don't have that stench to them. So anyway, let's see here. The Affordable Health Care Act focus of some action yesterday. A lot of people, including Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, introducing laws to repeal particular provisions and not the whole law, which is what everybody has said all along ought to happen. So let's see where that goes. The action begins beginning of the new Congress and the beginning of the new year. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow a
us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Things are always changing.
So the information
quotient here, Tech Talk Time 53 after the hour, is a focus on an item from Facebook and a dire warning for dumb iPhone 7 users. So, all right, you can be smart or you can be dumb. We've got something for both of you coming right up here.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly. I don't think we have any ugly today, just perhaps good and bad. Starting with Facebook and how they're blocking photos of that Neptune statue because it is erotic. It is sexual. It is unga bunga. So, this is a statue that goes back how many centuries? Come on.
16th century?
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it already, there's no spoiler alert here.
It's, no. I mean, you're not going to see it any. You're not going to see it on Facebook anyway.
Apparently right, so not.
What'd they do?
So, Facebook's, you know, of course, they have the algorithm that's trying to correct all the fake news, and that's what's being blamed for this incident. There was a writer in Italy who wanted to do a piece on her local city of Bologna, and, of course, Neptune, the famous Neptune statue, stands in the Piazza del Nettuno in the city of Bologna. So she's a travel writer. She wants to do a whole thing. So she was not allowed to post a picture of Neptune, and... In a somewhat hilarious statement, Facebook told her, it presents an image with content that is explicitly sexual, which shows to an excessive degree the body concentrating unnecessarily on body parts. It then added, the use of images or video of nude bodies or plunging necklines is not allowed, even if the use is for artistic or educational reasons.
That's why Facebook is fading. Stuff like that. People want to see...
Plunging necklines? I didn't even know that was a thing that Facebook was out
to get.
Thing.
Want to see erotic statues of 16th century objects.
Right.
By the way, we have our, don't we have our update from Holland Cook on the CES, Kara? I forgot about that. We probably ought to do that somewhere.
Someday. Sometime.
Someday.
We're not doing it now.
No, we're not doing it right now.
Oh, we are, okay. Well,
I think
then,
you have to send it to me first for that to happen.
I don't have to send it to you. It's supposed to be sent to you. What in the world's going on?
Okay, well, anyway.
Another tech news.
Yes, dumb iPhone 7 users. What's going on with them?
Apparently, this is actually a thing. So the new iPhone 7 has been touted as being very water-resistant, but people are taking it into the shower with them. They're actually, like, showering with it and plunging into jacuzzis with your iPhone 7. That breaks it. That is, it's not waterproof, it's water-resistant. And so Apple had to actually release a statement saying, please do not submerge your iPhone 7. We know you're excited about its water-resistant capabilities, but please do not actually take a bath with it. It's not a rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
But of course, if your phone does get submerged, you know, you can put it in a bath of dry rice, or if you have those little silica gel packets, that also will take the moisture out.
All right, let's call Uri, because Uri
and just stop being dumb, I guess, is the other
an
lesson.
iPhone 7. Uri Geller bent an iPhone 7. Maybe there's a way of bending it all the way around so you can keep the water from getting into the case. What about that? Does that work for everybody?
I feel like bending it would hurt it more than water
giving
would.
It a bath.
Huh. Gee.
How attached are you to your cell phone? You can't take a shower without it.
I know.
Time to get a job, people.
Right.
Get a life. Ladies and gentlemen, get a lifetime is 59 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.